Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
I'm so excited to have you here.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Yes, guys, Scam Goddess, we're here. It's happening.
You better get used to it.
Yes, this is a pod all about fraud. If you like true crime, but you're not into murder, then this is super fun for you. True fun-ass crime.
You are filling the void that people didn't even know was there.
They need it, right?
I like crimes. Sure, I like crimes.
Sure, everyone
that actually
crimes.
Happened.
Yeah.
But did they all have to be murder?
Exactly. So grim. So this is true con, right?
Yeah
I'm
right.
Coining that phrase. So if you haven't realized by now, I have on the iconic legend from silver screen to your ears on podcast to the small screen to all the screens.
Paul's
on all the screens. And is so fashionable. Can you hear his fashion? You hear it? Because every time I see this man, he's dressed so impeccably. And I stan. I have Paul F. Tompkins. Thank you for being here.
Hi. What do you call your fans? Is there a collective name for the fans?
Oh, my God. Are we going to coin this right now? I don't think we have a
this
name for the fans
yet. I can't believe I'm here for this.
Yes. I'm so excited. Wait, so it's Scam Goddess. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know. Are they my scammers? That seems so basic. What do we call them?
I mean, if you're a goddess, they have to worship you. So the worshipers.
The worshipers, but then like...
The congregation.
The congregation.
Congregation!
Oh! Wait,
get it!
Oh my God, Paul! Paul! Oh my God. Oh my God. Invaluable. Let's stop here. We got everything we needed. Jesus.
Oh, the congregation.
The congregation.
There we go.
Yes. Yeah. Hi, congregation. How are you guys doing? Oh my God, Paul, that's amazing.
It's really
I
good.
Will never forget. I will give you credit for coining that. It's amazing.
Now it belongs to everyone.
Oh my gosh. What a way. What a way to start this show. The congregation. What's up, congregation? God, that's amazing. Paul, what's your relationship with scams?
I've always found it fascinating, like old school swindles have always been, when I was a kid, I had a book called, it was a series of books called, Blood Letters and Bad Men. And it was a history of a crime in America.
That sounds old.
From like the colonies to at that point, the 70s.
Okay.
And a lot of the stuff, it was, you know, some of the stuff is really grim. Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff was just weird.
Some of it was like slavery. The biggest scam. The biggest scam.
I don't know that they covered slavery.
They thought it was a cruise ship. But really.
But the things about like dudes that did, you know, the original pyramid schemes, you know, Carlos Ponzi and stuff like that. And guys that just like were, you know, town to town grifters was always fascinating to me.
Yeah. See, that's always interesting too, because town to town grifters really appeal to me, because before social media, you could just run the same con
for so long.
You could potentially do it like as a career your entire life if you move enough.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I remember I did this show, this podcast, where I learned about this guy named Carl May. And he wrote these books that Hitler was like obsessed with, called Old Shatterhands and stuff like that. But it was basically like the original Harry Potter. But But he used to run a con where he would go from town to town and just like pose as a doctor or pose as like someone who had a lot of money and then just get free hotels. And like he would verify people's money and just take it from them.
Verify.
And I was like, that's an amazing time because there's no social media. There's no one to catch you.
Yeah. You had a head start. You could get away very quickly.
Yes.
Like, but I mean, that was also the days when people would literally tar and feather you. Like if they found out you were swindling them, the risks were high. Yeah, the risks were high.
Vigilante justice.
So you just had to be literally one step ahead and get out of town before they caught on.
Get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense. Because yeah, now you just like go to court. Yeah, yeah. We're not gonna like literally put tar on. Right. Hey,
I'll see you in tar.
Listen, with that honestly, like baby boomers love to wag their fingers at millennials and be like, "You don't know what it's like to have it tough." Yeah, I've never had to worry about being tarred and feathered after a scam. So that's when you're a real scammer, when you're willing to risk your skin, literally. Well, I'm going to move Paul into something that we call What's Hot in Fraud. This podcast, we like to keep people up to date on the hottest scams.
Yeah.
As much as I want to get this podcast involved in my own scams, I will protect you from other people's scams. Okay.
This is a great service. This is a great service.
Right. We will protect you from other people, but also you will have to get involved in at least one of our scams. That's a requirement.
That's fair.
I think so too. But if you want to send us a scam or anything that's happened to you, guys, please email us at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. But this first one, I'm going to call this woman Sarah McLaughlin. You'll see why. You know, in the arms of... That's all I can sing legally. this Sarah McLaughlin wrote in and she says, so I'm a server, but I quit my job and I've just been walking dogs while I finish my last semester of my useless bachelor degree that will not help me with music or comedy. You'd be shocked, girl. I have a useless bachelor degree. I do use it. Apparently, people don't even check to see if you have a bachelor degree anymore. Like
you could just say you have one.
Yeah, you could just say you have one. So, guys, just say you have one. Don't even do the 4 years. So she says she's pretty into getting money because she has none. Makes sense.
Sure.
And so she uses the WAG walking app as a dog walker. So she said she accepted a dog walk. And soon after, she got a call from WAG saying, sorry, we need to change your account information. The dog walk you're scheduled for will be canceled and you will receive a cancellation fee. And so she checks her phone and the walk is canceled and she gets her $10 cancellation fee. So she says that they told her her payment service needs to be changed and they give her an employee ID. So for me, this is always when I know a scam is a brimming. Mm-hmm. When anybody gives you some verification information while they're asking you for your personal information to basically be like, I'm legit. Here's 8 numbers that say so. That's, you know, something's afoot.
Absolutely.
Because when people, first of all, they don't really, I've never experienced people calling me asking for my information and it ever being legitimate.
Never.
Right?
Maybe, like, if you have if it's your credit card company.
Right.
And you bought a thing.
Yeah, and even then, you know, they're, like, quizzing you. Your credit card company calls you, like, a suspicious girlfriend and is like, so, where were you last night at 7 p.m.? Where were you at 7 p.m., though? And also, what's the last 4 digits of your social? And what's your last name? And what's your mama maiden name? What's your favorite kind of car? And what kind of bird did you own when you grew up? Okay, bitch, I guess it's you. Yeah, we called you. Anyway, this is why we call. Like, I've never had a company call and be like, hey, it's us, your bank. Here's the number that says so, 825-574-63.
Exactly.
Now give us your information. Like, it's never like that.
If we weren't your bank, could we have that number? That you've never heard before. We deal in numbers all the time. This is the proof. Here's some numbers.
Right. Come on now. We gave you numbers. I gave you the numbers. You didn't even have to ask for them. That's how you know it's legit.
Exactly.
So they call and they give them their, they give her the employee ID. So she says, I'm driving. It sounds legit. I can't sleuth and look it up. So she's like in a rush, mm-hmm. which I think is also the key to scams is like timing.
I will never talk to these people. I don't talk to anybody in the car if I can help it.
Yeah.
But especially any kind of businessy thing. I'm mm-hmm. like, no, I'm driving right now.
They're like, Paul, we just need you quick. Yes yeah. or no on this deal.
Yeah. This deal.
Just say we can sign for
the deal
you.
Is closing.
You know Paul does deals. He does a lot of deals.
I do a lot of deals.
So yes, it's like I don't do that either because I think if you're in rushing and in passing, like you will say yes to some shit. I've definitely said, you know what I say yes to in passing, like doing people's shows or like showing up somewhere, right?
Absolutely.
And I'm like, sure, yeah, I can do that. And I look at my calendar and I'm like, no.
Absolutely. That's another thing is that it's easier to get sucked into something if you talk to the person directly.
Yes.
But if somebody emails or texts, it's easier to say, you know what, I can't do that. You just have like a step of remove
right.
where you can say, actually, no, I can't do that.
Because you have time to think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but on the phone, you're kind of put on the spot.
Yeah, or in person is the worst.
Ooh, guys, start reaching out to people via phone for things.
If you want stuff done.
Via phone.
Get on the phone
no
or
phone.
Get right in their face. Be where they are.
Knock on their door. Show up at their house right. unannounced.
Go door to door. Look, if you're selling candy bars to raise money for your school, a great thing to do is show up at somebody's door.
Oh, yeah. Kids love to do that. Well, here's my thing with those candy bar kids. I want some proof. Okay, y'all always raising money for jerseys, but exactly. Where the jerseys at? Where the jerseys
they
at?
They should have to come back
yes.
in the jersey.
And show me the jersey. You paid $10 for that chocolate bar that had paper that I printed from my house
yeah.
on it.
Yeah. I like there's a new way. We have one of those Ring doorbells.
Yeah.
And there's a new
with the camera?
Wave. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So there's a new wave of things of the candy bar kids cursing people out when they won't come to the door. There's like several videos. We're like, hi, we're selling candy bars for whatever. It's like, we're not interested. Okay, you punk ass bitch. And then they walk away.
Yo, the candy game has changed.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, if you're not going to come to the door, what do you got to lose? All right, you call my bluff. Fuck you.
Fuck you. All right. No, we're not buying jerseys, bitch. I'm going to get 2K with this. That's right. No, I'm not mad at them, though. They're like, look, you're not coming to the door. Fuck you. Okay, absolutely. The ruse is over.
Yeah.
They completely put the ruse down immediately. Yeah, yeah. I love it. Well, so yeah. So she's driving and she's like, okay, well, I don't have time to look this up. They say they're going to call her back in 30 minutes. So she doesn't wait. She calls WAG customer service and they say, is this about your open call? So she's also a little bit of like a victim of circumstance because mm-hmm. apparently there was an open call for her at WAG. Sorry, right. WAG, if we're like making y'all seem shady. But so an open call is basically like, I guess, to go be a dog walker or do some kind of service. Basically, they call you for other jobs or something like that. So they...
Wait, other jobs that are not dog walking?
No, that are dog walking.
So you're saying, essentially, I'm available.
Yeah.
What, if you got anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, she gets a call. So she has this conversation. They ask her to wait 30 minutes and they're going to call her back. Mm-hmm. So this is legitimately WAG. So they say, right. wait 30 minutes. We're going to call you back. The fake people call her back within this 30 minutes. It just so happened that her luck and timing was really off. So the fake people call her back because she gets another number. She said, another number calls me back. And since WAG said I have an open call, I really believe that this is them. I give them the info they asked for because I really need to get paid. So also desperation, mm-hmm. which I talk about in the podcast with Priscilla. We call it the despo meter. Mm-hmm. How desperate are you?
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
I think that's also something that gets you conned is like,
absolutely.
How bad do you need it? Because
yeah.
like, if I really need money, it's like, oh, and you're calling to give me money? Yeah. yeah. What do you want? My blood type? My home address?
Yeah. I think
but I'll get money?
The two ways that they are most effective is either people who... they are looking for a deal that's too good to be true.
Yeah.
Or they are in a situation of stress where it's like, I just want this problem to be over.
Yeah.
And if you're saying it can be over and it's like, you seem sort of halfway legitimate, then absolutely. please take advantage of me.
Right. And I think we've all entered situations where we were like, this could be sketchy, and then it wasn't.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
happened to me.
Absolutely. 100%.
You know, especially as a performer, like, you've gotten a phone call where someone was like, I'm going to pay you an obscene amount of money
yeah.
to do something for 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
that sounds like porn, but yeah. it's not. not always.
But you do go into it yeah. thinking, am I ever going to see this check?
Right. And then when you get it, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's always things like that, the weird things, mm-hmm. because to me, it's always like, oh, they don't know how to do this.
Same. I'm like scamming them a little
yeah,
bit. I'm
they
like,
don't, yeah, they don't know how budgets work or whatever. And then they always give you the check like before the show.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you shouldn't have done that.
I could just not do the show. But yeah. Yeah, I think our scammer brains go off a little bit like, you know, I could just rob you.
Yeah.
But I guess I won't because I'm a good person. So she gives them all the information. And then all of her money goes away. That's what she wrote. She said, then all of my money,
goes away. My God. What a way to put it.
A devastating way to put it.
Devastating.
This.
All of my money goes away.
I don't know where it went. I don't know how. It disappeared.
This is some fairy tale stuff.
So she says, I realize they were the dog. They canceled the walk. They sunk $10 for a cancellation fee to trick her into thinking that they were legit. So basically, so when you have an app like this, every number that you correspond with, just like on Uber, mm-hmm. like if you call your Uber driver, you're not actually calling their real cell phone. You're calling the decoy number that the app has to kind of keep privacy safe for both of you, right? Mm-hmm. So on the WAG app, they have the same kind of system where basically when you contact someone through WAG, there is another number that's scrambling it or whatever mm-hmm. so that you're not getting this person's personal information and vice versa. So she's getting calls from the WAG app that are from someone who's using it as a dog owner, quote unquote, but they aren't a part of the app. They aren't working for WAG, but they use the WAG number to call her and act as if they were a part of the company.
Right.
So basically, like, if you are using WAG to get a dog walked and you cancel, you have to pay a $10 cancellation mm-hmm. fee if it's not done by a certain amount of time.
Right.
So they hit her up as a dog walker, then they canceled, then reached out to her and said that they were a part of the app and that they were going to pay her a cancellation fee for the person who just canceled, which was them. Then they called her and asked her for her banking information so that they could update her in the system, quote unquote.
Which doesn't make any sense, because the way these things work is it's all already in there. Like whatever money you are going to pay or receive,
yes.
it's all taken care of by the third party aspect of the app.
Yeah.
There would never be any need to get anybody's banking information.
And if she had thought about this, she already got paid the $10 cancellation fee. So her bank is working. Like,
yeah.
So
yeah.
What needs to be re-verified if they just paid your sis?
Yeah.
Damn. But she was like, look, I'm a struggling performer. If WAGS wants to give me extra money, mm-hmm. I'll take it.
Yeah.
So guys, if you're a dog walker out there and you use this service to walk people's dogs, be careful.
Be careful.
Because apparently there's some fake dogs.
The work you have to do. This is what always fascinates me about the scammers is that the work that you have to do this, it's so involved. Like, I get that. I guess it's easier than having a job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, this is a job.
Yeah. It's easier than having to go to another place and be on their schedule.
Yeah, you can scam from home on your own schedule.
But I mean, it's...
make your own hours.
It just seems... For me, I guess, because I'm not math-oriented, it seems like a lot of work.
You're like, you have to keep up with so many fake account numbers.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I do want to highlight something because it's going to come back up later. The $10 cancellation fee.
Mm-hmm.
That to me really stands out because it's like you lose a little bit mm-hmm. to gain a lot, right?
Yeah.
So they gave up $10 to get
money
her
to make money.
Entire.
That's right.
To make all of her money.
To make all
away.
The money go away. Yes. Absolutely. That's the magic.
Yes. All right, guys. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. Scams!
I love fashion, okay? But we all know buying the latest and the greatest constantly is a little bit of a scam to the planet, which is why I love Nuuly. It's a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Sometimes you put something on the gram and you feel like, oh, well, it's dead now. Well, with Nuuly, you can keep having fresh fits. And you're helping the planet. Try out trending styles, colors, silhouettes, and then you can send it back for something new. Okay? Come on, Nuuly. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles for more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing. I know that's right. It's fast, free shipping and returns with professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. Plus, the option to buy whatever you love, which I love that because sometimes I put on a piece and I'm like, it's mine now. So you can buy it from Nuuly. I love using Nuuly because the free shipping, it's really quick, and the pieces are really nice quality. Also, I love that the orders, like when I got mine, it was shipped in a recyclable, reusable tote. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code GODDESS20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code GODDESS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code GODDESS20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Close your eyes, open your mind, and imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials. Aren't you all of a sudden Diane Keaton walking on a sand beach thinking about your life? Yes, you can get this kind of luxury with unbeatable prices at Quince because they're here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within your grasp, honey. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. Y'all know I have the silk tops. I actually just went back and got the washable silk slip dresses. I got one in red, I got one in cream, and I got one in black because I'm about to be out here stunting in my quiet luxury. Y'all know I love the sweatsuits. I actually went back and got the sweatsuit in blue and pink, and I got the shorts. They got shorts to match with the sweatsuit too, so when it's hot girl summer, I can have my thighs out, but my arms can be warm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hoochies never get cold. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
And we're back,
and
guys.
We're back, guys.
Yes. All right. This is my favorite segment of the show. And Paul, I picked this person just for you.
This is
Historic Hoodwinks, guys. We are going to get into it. I'm going to regale Paul with a story he's never heard before.
Love it.
About an exceptional scammer. And we're going to see what his thoughts are. So this scammer, this story is called Scam Heiress. I'm Scam Goddess. This is Scam Heiress. Okay. Her fake name is Anna Delvey. Mm-hmm. Her real name is Anna Sorokin. Truly don't know why she changed her name because it's just such a minor difference.
I guess it's so you won't have to remember to turn around if someone calls you by your name.
Yeah.
But if you come up with a fake name, you got to remember when somebody says that name, that's you.
Right. And also every good scammer has an alias.
Yes.
I think it's the best way to do things. Yeah. That way, you know, you don't really get caught up in stuff. Now, now, poor Anna, she is going to get caught up. But, you know, hey. So Anna Delvey is a very fashionable woman, which Paul is a super fashionable man. If you've not seen him, he's always got the latest on. He looks dapper as hell. He comes to do podcasts looking amazing. I hope you can hear how good he looks. Put your ear really close to the speaker and you will hear how good he looks. Get in there. So this woman's super fashionable. She's from Germany. She went to art school for a little bit in Paris, and then she dropped out and she started going on vacations. Her parents were supporting her. Uh-huh. They would give her 400 euros a month, which I'm like, how is that enough money to do anything?
Euros. So is this relatively recent?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Yes.
And so she went to... She worked at a fashion school, right? Mm-hmm. So she went to Paris Fashion Week, and then she ended up going to New York Fashion Week. Mm. So at New York Fashion Week, she starts to meet people. And this is where the scam begins. And they call it the summer of scam, which I love a seasonal scam. You know what I mean? And the summer is the best time to con.
It's the best time.
Yeah, people are feeling good. The vibes are great.
You can do all your scamming outdoors.
Yes, which is the best place to do scamming.
Oh, I love an alfresco scam.
Everyone's wearing shorts. And we all know those have the most shallow pockets. You know? Right. It's a great time for robbery. So basically, this 28-year-old woman faked being a Manhattan socialite for nearly a year and tricked numerous people, businesses, and banks out of over $275,000. And this includes persuading a bank employee to give her a $100,000 loan that she never intended to pay back. They talk about how millennials can't get houses.
Yeah.
We can't get loans for a home, and you got $100,000.
Drinking too much coffee.
An avocado. Avocado is ruining us. I'm a slave to big avocado. I'm snorting it. I have a problem. I
smear it on the walls.
So they're right about me. They're absolutely right. So she says that she intended to pay back her creditors.
Was this after she got caught? She said this?
Yes. Sure. She intended to pay them back.
Sure.
Guys, I was going to get you back on that $275,000. Yeah,
if you had just waited.
God. Well, you gave me a year. Like, you got to give me more time than that. So, which included two downtown hotels, a private jet company, and banks. These were her creditors. All in all, the jury found that Ms. Sorkin had bilked these places out of, like we said, over $200,000. And she tried to dupe a hedge fund into giving her a $25 million loan. So once you get $100,000, you're like, hey, why not $25 million?
Too close to the sun. She flew too close to the sun.
But this is what a lot of scammers do. I think it's that ego, right? Yeah. That tells them, like, I can do anything. Like, I got this much. Let me try to get this much.
Yeah.
I think if you had a little bit more, she'd been reasonable. She could have made this work.
I think it's also the difference between someone who's a career criminal and someone who is maybe used to getting things for free, and then they try this thing and they say, well, I'm bulletproof. I can do this.
This was
so easy. Why don't I just go for all the money?
Why don't I make all the money disappear?
Into my pockets.
Into my pockets. So she's definitely, I think she might be a career criminal, but she made some mistakes here.
You don't think this is like her first big thing?
I think this is her first big thing, but I don't think it's going to be her last thing. And I'll tell
you. Oh, you think she's going to be? Okay.
I believe in Anna. I think she's got talent. I think she's got potential.
She's got moxie.
Yeah, certainly. You'll see. Posing as this German heiress with a $60 million trust fund, this is what she told people in a closet.
Is she doing an accent and stuff?
Yes.
Oh.
She has done the German accent.
Oh.
That's my German. It's very bad. But
I bought it. I was going to give you $25 million.
Hans? It's me, Hans?
Hans?
If I'm a fake German person, I'm definitely naming myself Hans.
Sure.
Hans Worcestershire? So with a closet full of Celine and Supreme, she talked herself into some of the most exclusive hotels, clubs, and parties in the city. So she's like defrauding other rich people. She moved from boutique hotel to boutique hotel, handing out $100 tips and putting off bills with the promise of wire transfers that never materialized. So she would order dinners at expensive restaurants. She hired a private personal trainer and she wore Gucci and Yves Saint Laurent. Two of my favorite brands. Here's the thing that I want to bring up to stop for just a second is $100 tips. So she was going to these hotels and tipping the bellboys $100 tips. Mm-hmm. Remember that $10 that we talked about in the beginning from Wags, where you give a little to get a lot? Yeah. So I think it's like she was doing this to convince people that she had money.
Yeah.
But these are probably like her last $100.
Right. Well, it's she's probably having to constantly refill that reservoir, you know, of show money that she can show around.
Right.
So that people think that she's legit. This is like, it sounds like something from a 1930s movie. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's so old fashioned, but the idea that all these different entities would be like, well, clearly she's rich.
Right.
I mean, hey, you know,
okay.
So
buy yourself something
she's,
nice.
She's good for it. We saw her give $100 to that guy.
Right.
So yes, we will extend this line of credit for however long she needs it because she's clearly a wealthy person who's going to pay us back.
Right. And also she is, this illusion that she's creating is going to spread her reputation of wealth.
Yeah.
So, because people love to talk about rich people.
Yes.
Like we do it all the time. We have magazines dedicated to just counting how much money other people have. Right. And then we buy the magazine and we're like, ooh, how much money does Bill Gates have today? So much money he has.
Well, Lacey,
like,
you love Forbes.
I love Forbes.
Had a subscription for a long time.
Every list. I want to know where people are making it, how much they're making. How can I get involved? In a legitimate or illegitimate way. I think that might be my next game. I pretend to be from Forbes. I'm like, yeah, I'm here to see all of your money for Forbes. Could you pose next to all of your cash? All right, now we want one with just the cash. You can stand outside.
Could you leave the room so we can get into, I don't want cash to feel self-conscious.
You're casting a shadow on the cash, so we just need you to stand away from it. Guys, don't steal my scam. That's a great scam. I could get somebody with that. Yeah, one with your gold bricks. Okay, now one with just the gold bricks.
Gold bricks.
So, in 2016, she said that she returned to Germany for a few months, where she created fake bank statements in Photoshop, which she said took surprisingly little time. Which I love. She was like, it was actually super efficient and very easy to create these bank statements. And the thing that I thought that was interesting about this was, is so she was promising these boutique hotels that she was going to wire transfer. Mm-hmm. Wire transfer seems to be something that comes up in scams so often. Mm-hmm. Is this a way that people pay people?
You know, my only experience with it, and I wired somebody money one time.
Paul is rich.
This is a rich method of money transportation. I don't know if I did. Because I had to go to a Wells Fargo office to do this. It's a very sad story. It was a guy that I knew for a long time who had fallen on hard times. His marriage broke up. He was an alcoholic, right? Okay. So he had to like move back in with his parents, and he called me when I was, you know, I hadn't seen him in a long time, and he was like, I'm trying to get an apartment and I really need this money. And it was like one of those things where,
wow,
I know this isn't, I know that he's not going to
give it back.
I know I'm never going to see this money again.
It's not going to anybody's apartment.
It's not going to anybody's apartment, but I guess I got to do it.
And why? Did he have blackmail on you or something?
No, it was just,
you're just
I
so
don't
kind.
Know. It's like, it's on the off chance, like, well, what if he is like not bullshitting me and himself, you know?
You don't want him to be homeless.
Yeah. And so I had to wire him the money. And it was not like a ton of money, but it was, you know, it was not like $100, you know what I mean? But it was not enough money that I felt like a serious dent where I was like, oh, this guy swindled me.
Right. My mom always said, never lend more money than you're not willing to ever receive
back. Exactly, yeah.
So it's like, if you give it to someone and it's a loan, just know it's gone forever.
Yeah.
And if they pay you back, that's a pleasant surprise.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's a pleasant surprise. Oh!
So I think that's the gamut of wiring. I think it's either you're super rich or it's like a super poor, hard times Western Union situation.
I think it's because it's a direct way you like receive that money right away.
Yeah.
Like when the wire goes through, it's like you're guaranteed money. It's not like a check that can be stopped.
Right.
You know, it's not, you know, nobody, and you can't send, you know, a big chunk of cash through the mail. You know, it's like, I'm definitely getting that money if they wire it.
So she was saying that to hotels, that she was going to wire them money. Mm-hmm. And they were just believing her and letting her stay there. Mm-hmm. And this is in 2017.
That's nuts.
I had no clue you could do this.
Yeah.
Now that I do. So she takes a break from her scam, regroups, gets some fake bank statements from Photoshop. Now, the reason that she's doing this fake bank statement thing is because she had a big dream. Mm-hmm. She wanted to start a $40 million private club, and the potential investors had pushed her to open it before they would put up their own money.
Right.
So basically, she had been talking hot shit to all these other rich people at these parties and events and stuff that she was at, and they were like, okay, well, if you pony up a cool 25 mil, we'll invest too.
Right.
So she started falsifying bank statements so that she could potentially get a $25 million loan. Now, if you've already gotten a $100,000 loan with no credentials, mm-hmm. And not even fake bank statements. She did that without fake bank statements. I'm sure she was like, oh, all I need is some fake bank statements, and then I'll level up.
If I have props this time, then surely I'll get the money.
Props.
Yeah, I've done so well without props.
Now I'm adding props.
I'm adding production value to this scam.
Right. Exactly. Before she just had like gowns and bags. She was like, yeah, I had costumes. I had
big sunglasses. Everyone believed an accent.
And now I have props. So yeah, she is creating the full-blown production. That's exactly what's happening here. So in 2017, this all caught up with her. And... She was pinched. They got her. And she was arrested. The first charges were for skipping out on thousands of dollars of bills at the Beekman and the W New York hotels, mm-hmm. and a lunch bill for less than $200 at a restaurant at the Le Parc Meridian Hotel. So they picked her up for these $1,000 bills at big hotels where she had stayed and promised wires that never materialized. But then they also picked her up for a restaurant check for less than $200.
But she's like, that's two tips. Why? You can't pay.
Yeah, that's two of your $100 tips.
Yeah.
Why are you dining and dashing? You got that. Yeah, that was petty, Anna. You just did that one for fun. But I love that this restaurant is like, put our $200 in there.
Yeah.
Everyone else has $1,000 grievances, and they're like, and we want $187.62. Put us in too. You're going to jail. I just think they're the most petty for piling police charges. Normally, restaurants just like chalk that up.
Oh, absolutely.
They saw she got arrested and they were like, can y'all actually throw in our money too? Le Parc Meridian needs its money.
Yeah. Not even $200, which is like in restaurants in, you know, New York and LA, that's nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
That's nothing.
They comp bills for way more for
Absolutely,
people.
Absolutely.
But they were like, but maybe they just didn't like her. I feel like that's so petty to be like, Anna got picked up. Actually, can y'all send her this bill? Because she ain't paid for these cheese fries. She didn't pay for these croissants. And she got a whole bottle of rosé and she was rude to the waiter.
It sounds like a great lunch.
Right?
Cheese fries, croissants, and a bottle of rosé.
You know, things they sell at the Le Parc Meridian. I've eaten there. I eat classy.
I'll make a cheese fry sandwich with the croissant.
We eat classy here. So her lawyer, Todd Spodek, he was actually very defensive of her. He said that she was just a misguided girl who got in over her head, which doesn't sound that way when you make fake.
She definitely got in over her head, yes, for sure.
But was she innocent? I don't know about that.
This doesn't seem like a mistake.
So after 2 days of deliberation in April, Sorkin was found guilty of multiple fraud charges, including second-degree grand larceny and theft of services.
Wow.
She was not found guilty on two other charges, and these charges were very fun to me. One was attempted grand larceny, and this is for allegedly stealing more than $60,000 from a friend who footed the bill for a vacation in Morocco. So, in a Vanity Fair tell-all, a former editor of the magazine, Rachel Deloach Williams, detailed her brief but expensive friendship with Sorkin, which started in the Manhattan nightclub. The two drank in hotel bars and visited a personal trainer, the one that she had on retainer, and ate at fancy restaurants like the Meridian, where mm-hmm. she didn't pay, and always on Sorkin's dime. So mm-hmm. basically, this girl met her, and the girl was like, oh, let me take... You say there's no such thing as a free lunch?
Right.
A free lunch will cost you $60,000.
There you go.
So she would take this girl out and be like, come with my personal trainer, Klaus. Everyone's going to be German. Klaus, my personal trainer, and let's eat and drink at restaurants, and all of this she paid for. Everything changed when the two went on a trip to Morocco. They stayed at a 5-star resort for $7,000 and racked up a $62,000 bill.
God.
As you do, right? Sorkin's card got declined, shocker, and she convinced Williams to put it on hers instead with the promise to pay her back. And didn't. What a finesse. So remember that $10 we talked about?
In those moments, because that is the thing that is so fascinating to me, is if you are doing this kind of, high wire scam, right?
Yeah.
And you get to that point where it's like, I know I can't pay for this Morocco vacation.
Right.
I'm going to pretend to pay for it. My card's going to get declined. Like, how would you feel in that moment? Like, there has to be that's the scammer's brain of where you are.
Do you think she intended to pay for it? Because she knows what's on that card.
She must have known
this girl was rich.
Yeah.
And that she had a black card.
She must have known, I can get away with doing these little things here or there to convince her that I have this money.
Right.
And then, like, it must have been premeditated from so long before that trip.
Had to.
You know? But how are you feeling in that moment? Like, I would be fucking freaking out. Like, what if this doesn't work?
It's probably exhilarating.
It's got to be. That's got to be why they do it. That's got to be a huge part of it. Like, this is exciting.
Right.
Because what is the conversation when she puts down a card that she knows doesn't work and then has to calmly say, oh, this is such a hassle. Can you pick this up and I'll pay you back later?
Can you pick up the $62,000 bill?
Yes.
Girl, I got you.
And has she done it so flawlessly that this person is like, oh, I'll just put it on my card.
Yeah, you'll pay me back.
I know you're good for it. I remember Klaus. Yes, yes, of course.
We had a great workout with Klaus.
I feel bad for you that your card got declined. That must be so annoying for you. I can't fathom it. Right. I was a kid who never ditched school. I was so scared of repercussions. Like, you can't just do that. Kids did it all the fucking time.
Oh, yeah. When I was a freshman in high school, I wore suits to school. It's insane. I looked like Viola Davis in How to Get Away with Murder every day at school. I wish this was a lie. And I would leave school when seniors left because they thought I was a senior. I guess because I wore suits. I wore suits to school. I was a serious student.
Right.
I was class president. It was House of Cards.
Then you get home, you take off all your makeup and your wig.
Oh, real slow and dramatic. I also killed so many people when I was in school. And got away with it all. So this woman, Miss Williams, testifies at the trial. She's crying. And she says she wishes she had never met Anna.
Yeah, kidding.
She said, this killed me. This is the most traumatic thing I've ever been through. Girl, if the most traumatic thing you've ever been through is that you went on a vacation in Morocco and had to foot a $62,000 bill that you could foot.
Exactly. Exactly.
I haven't never experienced anything.
Yeah. You're not like selling, you know, antique candlesticks that have been in the family for generations. Like, if you can afford to get scammed out of $62,000, fine.
And that's the worst moment in your life.
Yeah.
The worst moment in my life was I put down my card at the hotel.
I mean, most humiliating? Absolutely.
Right,
I would
absolutely.
Buy that, for sure.
Yeah, but are you having PTSD about this? Every time I swipe my card, a shake. I die a little inside. Every time someone says cash or credit, I have a flashback to Morocco. Like, what are you talking about, girl? I'm glad that they didn't charge her with this. I'm glad that they were like, you get out of here, you dummy.
But I'm glad that restaurant got compensated.
Yeah, the restaurant deserved to get their money back. Okay. So the maximum sentence for her was 12 years in prison. And instead of taking a plea deal, which might have put her in prison for 3 to 9 years, she decided to go to trial. And she says that she does not regret this. Anna does not regret going to trial. I would. So she was ordered to pay almost $199,000 in restitution, as well as a fine for $24,000. I don't know where she's going to get this money. Maybe her next scam.
Yeah, exactly.
But the image conscious Faux heiress hired a celebrity stylist for her trial. And in the courtroom, she would be featured in thick black glasses, neutral colored dresses, and occasionally the black choker. It's 2017. The 90s are back. And more than 7,000 people followed an Anna Delvey court looks. Luke's Instagram page. She had an Instagram page dedicated to her court Luke.
Not that she had started, but that somebody else had started.
We don't know. Someone's getting these photos. It's right. Like when she goes to court, they're like, and one for the gram. Okay. Right. And now put on these handcuffs. Great. But I thought that was hilarious that, first of all, how is she hiring a celebrity stylist when she has no money?
I mean, I guess it's people. There are certain people who will just do shit because they like, I don't know, I guess because she was famous, kind of,
right. This is a chance for my styling career to take off.
Yeah.
I'll style this woman before she goes to jail. Sorkin's lawyers described her as a hustler trying to make it in New York City, akin to the lyrics of Frank Sinatra's New York, New York.
Yeah, sure.
Those vagabond shoes. Why is this an argument in court? The lawyers actually
Ladies
said
and gentlemen, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
But the judge, actually, Judge Kiesel, rebutted, which I'm like, why is this conversation happening in court? And she says that I think Anna's more like the Bruce Springsteen song, Blinded by the Light. She was blinded by the glitter and glamour of New York City. This is the judge in this case. So the lawyer's like, no, it's New York, New York. She's like, no, it's Bruce Springsteen, Blinded by the Light. What's happening?
Objection, Your Honor. I think it's much more like Happy Birthday.
I think it's much more like Cardi B's I Caught a Lick. Okay? We're all just going to put in our song opinion. And let's play that.
We'll go ask the jury.
Sonographer, are you keeping up? Please type in the song lyrics. And so Anna, which I truly love her for this, as we get to the end of this, she says, the thing is, after she's convicted.
The thing is.
I'm not sorry. Let me say it like Anna. The thing is, I'm not sorry. She says Friday, after she was sentenced to 4 to 12 years in prison. She says, I'd be lying to you and everyone else and myself if I said I was sorry for anything. I regret the way I went about certain things, a.k.a. I regret getting caught. I love her. Wait, this is not even the best part. She goes on to say, while she made excuses for her actions, she did not apologize for her character. She says in quote, I'm not a good person.
She said, I'm not a good person?
She said it. She said, I'm not a good person. Miss Sorkin is writing a memoir right now about her exploits in New York. And she's going to write a second book because she is in Rikers. So she says she's actually glad that she's in Rikers because it's given her so much fodder for her second
memoir. Sure.
She said, I'm not a good person.
That no one ever says that. I've never heard.
What a freedom.
I mean, it's got to be, right? It's got to feel so good to say. You know what? I'm not a good person.
So many of us are out here trying to convince ourselves that we are.
I know. That's the thing. Like, the worst people. You can't get to say, right. I'm not a good person.
If Donald Trump came out and was just like, guys, I'm not a good person. Hey,
look, I'm not good.
I'm not a good guy. I have small hands. I'm a bad guy.
Like, I'll give you this.
Would I vote for him in 2020? Yeah, exactly. Maybe.
I know I'm not a good person.
Would he be the most honest politician ever? Guys, he just runs on that in 2020. Guys, I'm not a good person.
I'm not a good
person. Vote for
person.
Me, a bad guy. I love it. I love her. And that's why I'm like, this is not the end. She's already got like HBO, Simon Schuster, Netflix have purchased the right to the New York Magazine story for an undisclosed amount of money. Shonda Rhimes, the creator of Grey's Anatomy and Scandal, has been tapped to dramatize it. So Anna's going to get a coin from this. She's going to probably come out of jail richer than she left.
Do you think this was the scam all along?
What a long con.
I just want someone to make a movie about me. I know what to do.
And she's in jail. Like, I got a sequel coming. Because she's been going to solitary. She's gone to solitary confinement 13 times. She's getting in fights with inmates. She says she's earned the respect of everyone in the prison because she's known for defrauding rich people. She's like, they're Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the opposite of being a child molester in prison.
Right. You get clout. Child molesters get beat up every day. But I think it's crazy because, like, she's scrappy. So she's down for a fight.
She is definitely scrappy.
She's down for a prison ball.
That's right. Now, here's my question. What if, do you think she could have avoided jail time if... instead of glamming up for court, she had really dressed down, made herself look as dumpy as possible to make the plaintiffs look as stupid as possible. Like, why would you give her money?
She came in tattered rags. She showed up in a burlap sack. They were like, she went overkill. She went too hard.
Yeah, with the, like a unibrow and like a, you know, sweats and a fanny pack. Like, why would you give her money?
I think that she doesn't know how to diversify her strategy. Because I think if she did, she could have probably avoided jail time. Because like, she still was like, I'm rich. This is what I'm selling.
I am who I am. I'm not a good person, but I am glamorous.
I'm a monster.
And you can all go to hell.
All right, guys. More after this break of non-scam advertisements. Robbery! All right, guys. We're back. Oh, man. Shout out to Anna. What a queen.
She's something else, man. I can't wait to see these many adaptations of her life.
I want to be in one.
I want that for you, Lacey.
I want you to be the judge who has an amazing song reference, and I want to be her black best friend. Let's work that out. Just fictionalize me into it. Paul, so this is where we get a little intimate, and we talk about you.
Sure.
In a segment that we call Everybody Plays the Fool.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been scammed, or have you been involved in a scam?
I have been scammed.
Ooh, would you mind telling us about it?
I don't mind at all. This was years ago. I banked. Washington Mutual is not a bank anymore, right? They were my bank at the time.
I think they still have commercials.
Do they really?
Yeah.
WaMu? They're still out there?
I think they might still be out there doing banking.
I was with Washington Mutual. This ended my relationship with Washington Mutual when... one day I checked my account and discovered that all my money went away.
What?
And I was all but I think $50 had been withdrawn from my account. And this was all the money that I had in the world.
Oh my
goodness. And so I was shuttled to several different branches to deal with this problem.
Like physically?
They made me go to all these different branches.
You had to drive around.
Starts on the phone. Then it's like, oh, you have to go here. And so I go there. There's like, oh, we can't help you. You have to go here. It was like, clearly they did not want to deal with this problem that happened internally. Like this was a Washington Mutual issue. What essentially happened was a bank teller had made a fake withdrawal slip.
No.
Yeah. Spelled my name wrong. That was the part that bothered me the most.
They didn't know how to spell your name. You're Paula Tompkins.
But it's like if you, it's right there. If you, like you have all my information. They did
lazy.
Like a fake signature. Like, but it took so long for someone to say, yes, we are going to give you your money back. Like, I had to deal with so many people. And then it was finally like going into the last branch that I went to, and I couldn't take it anymore. I said, you cannot just not help me here.
You are
my bank. My money got stolen. Look at this fake shit.
They're like, look, yeah. We're your bank.
Yeah.
But we don't have your money. Actually, the Washington Mutual on Sunset has your money.
Yeah, that's exact. It was honestly, it's like, we don't deal with that. You have to go here. Yeah. And so this was three times. And then the third time, I finally was like in full, let me speak to the manager mode.
And you put on a wig. Suddenly you were Karen.
But the fucking manager came out and looked at it and said, yes, we're going to give you all your money back.
So were they hoping you would go away?
Yes, I think they were. But here's the thing. They never told me what happened. They just put the money back. They never said, here's what happened. We fired this person or whatever. Like, it was clearly an internal thing.
Where did they get the money from?
Yeah.
I guess they're profits.
They're a bank.
I just love the strategy of like, everyone just turn off your lights and maybe he won't think we're here.
Exactly. Like, ooh, that guy.
Close the ATM.
I hope he doesn't come back here. Close the ATM. Just shove his card back out.
Quick, everybody get those next register signs out. Put them up.
But it was really terrifying because this was everything. And I'm like, I don't know what else to do but keep going back to them and saying, hey, give me my money back.
Also, I feel like the bank is supposed to reassure you when fraud happens. They're supposed to be like, we're doing an investigation.
Exactly. We will look into this. The guy was just like, okay, well, I'll take care of this. And then they put the money back in my account like within an hour. No explanation.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It was really scary.
What's even more insane is that everyone was pawning this off. Is this something that maybe everyone in Washington, is everyone at WAMU getting their fill? They were probably like, Paul won't notice if all his money
disappears. It seemed like I know someone who worked at a bank and had told me just a couple brief stories that made me realize this is not a – banks are not a great place to have your money.
Yeah, keep your money under your mattress. Yeah, exactly. We're all going – millennials are keeping their money under their mattresses.
Yeah. Don't put it online. I don't care. The crypto, I don't think is safe.
Nope.
I don't think anything is safe except physical cash that you can hide in your house.
It's shoeboxes.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to make my own cryptocurrency, guys. I need you guys to get involved.
Finally. I can't believe this is the first year. Come on. You haven't done this already?
I know. I'm going to come out with it. Now, listen, there will never be any way to gauge how much it's worth. But you never know.
Those are details that are boring.
Exactly.
What are you going to call your crypto?
Oh, my God. What am I going to call my crypto? It has to sound like technology.
Yeah.
Coinbit.
Perfect.
Oh, is there already Perfect. Bitcoin?
Write it down. Is there already Bitcoin? Oh, wait. Is there already Bitcoin?
Coinbit. I'm going to be right next to Bitcoin.
It does sound scammy. I mean, it does sound scammy.
I want people to click on Bitcoin and it just diverts them to my website, exactly. Coinbit. Yeah. They're like, I mean, it's the same words. It's just in a different order. I guess we should just still invest. Oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you, Paul. That's awful.
I'm fine now. I'm not. I finally got over the trauma.
Yes, Paul's very rich. I'm going to take pictures of his money after this. He's going to have to leave the room.
That's right. I brought my mattress.
So how we wrap up every show is we just honor one scammer of the week, charlatan, who's just really worthy of our praise. This week, it's going to be Sefer Tzikis. I hope I'm saying that right. He's from Clearwater, Florida, which Florida just brings out.
I was going to say, how many are from Florida?
Truly all of them. I lived in Florida for a bit. I think every scammer has to live in Florida for a little while because you learn a lot. I learned how to speak Spanish. I learned how to like just dive into so many cultures and like
learned your German accent.
Yeah.
There.
And just enough to steal what I need to steal.
Right.
I have a passing familiarity with enough stuff to scam. But this guy, he was charged with petty theft, burglary, and grand theft. Deputies say they found stolen items in his home, like 4 patio umbrellas, multiple patio tables, a love seat with a canopy and cushions, 5 metal decorative fish, a decorative alligator, a large clay pot, a hammock, a wall clock, and various mechanical tools, 4 palm plants, a wicker patio box filled with pool equipment, and a John boat from a bait shop.
That's a big steal.
That's a big steal.
A boat.
And I love that he worked his way up to it. He was like, okay, a decorative fish, smaller. A decorative alligator, larger. A large clay pot. Fuck it. A boat. And he's our scammer of the week because Dezekas told deputies that he's had a problem with stealing things, which, shocker. But it's because his family cut him off and he believes that he deserves nice things. What a reason to steal.
Yeah.
Guys, you all deserve nice things. We should all have the confidence and the self-love of Sefer Tzatzikas. You deserve nice things.
Yeah, you do. And if your parents aren't going to give them to you.
You know what? You go in people's yards and you take them.
If you see, some house that has 6 decorative fish.
That's too many. That's excessive.
You're not entitled to one?
They won't even notice.
Come on. Bait shops have tons of John boats.
And we just took one boat.
One measly boat. Come on. Yay. Let him take his alligator out in the boat. His decorative alligator.
And honestly, it sounds like he's got a very sexy backyard going on.
Oh, it sounds like a nice setup. Like a great place to hang out.
Tons of seating.
Tons of seating. And shade.
Yes, but you need 4 umbrellas.
Oh, that loves you with the canopy? That sounds like heaven.
It really does. Yeah. That's probably how they found him. It's like his backyard just looked like some kind of like a Mediterranean store? Restaurant. Yeah. Like, where is he getting
He was going to steal a podium next.
It just turns into a Mediterranean restaurant. But Sefer, I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you too, Sefer.
Congratulations. Thank you so much, Paul, for doing this
Thanks
show.
For having me,
I love you so much.
I love you too. This is
anything that you want to plug, where can people find you?
You can follow me at PF Tompkins on Twitter and Instagram and paulftompkins.com/live for my live dates. See if I'm going to be doing shows here in Los Angeles or anywhere else in the world.
Yes. And guys, as always, you can follow me on Twitter at DivaLaci. You can follow me on Instagram under the same handle, Diva Lacey. You can follow this podcast at Scam Goddess Pod on Twitter and on Instagram. Guys, thank you so much. Congregation, the congregants, as coined by Paul F. Tompkins. Stick with us. Stay tuned next week for another episode of Scam Goddess.
Stay scamming.
Stay scamming.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.